Good morning, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. If you love fishing as much as I do, you're really going to like listening to my old buddy, Luke Clayton, for the next hour.
Thanks, Bill. This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers and is on the pro staff of Gearhead Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Nielsen Specialty Bullets, and feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guest for this week's show.
Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time with our buddy Larry Wysoon. Campfire Talk is always brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Sea Arc boats, which, by the way, are available at Sarton Marine right out there on Lake Fork now. Platinum Chevrolet and Platinum Cadillac in Terrell, Texas, and the Texas Wildlife Association. And Larry, also brought to us by
Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable.
You got it. Good morning to you, Larry.
Well, good morning to you. I'll tell you what, I had an opportunity to put that Hornady ammo to some really good work here not very long ago. I was out there in West Texas over close to Marathon, hunting with Greg Simons' Wildlife Systems for pronghorn antelope, and you talk about an absolutely fantastic hunt. Wildlife Systems does such a great job, and not only in the places that they have, they manage those places very well in terms of wildlife and habitat and the people that are you deal with in terms of guides and cooks and the hunters in camp. Ooh, I'll tell you what, it was an absolute blast.
I know you had a good time. And, folks, I've talked to Larry about his hunt off the air a good bit already. And, this was a hunt, I think, that for several reasons that you probably won't ever forget. You know?
You know, you're right. I hunted with Greg out there last year and shot the best antelope I'd ever shot when it was 17 and a half inches on both sides. And anything these days, really, that's 13 or 14 is a pretty good antelope. So, you know, with great anticipation, I went back again this year, and Greg assigned me to Ted Simpson, Ted Simpson was my guide over around Fredericksburg, and between the two of us, and then I had Dave Folsom with me as well, too. We were filming that particular hunt for Trigicon's World of Sports Field that Safari Classics does, and between the three of us, we looked at, oh my gosh, probably, I lost count on the number of antelope. I will tell you that I officially kind of passed up, oh my gosh, probably 50 or 60 bucks before I pulled the trigger. So, we got to see so much stuff, squeaked up coyotes. Got to tell you about one thing that happened, though. You know, you and I both use Texas Race Hunting Products stuff, and the Scent Guardian, that kind of old anti-scent, whatever you want to call it, I sprayed down with my clothing and my hat and boots and all that kind of stuff before I left home, and then kind of touched it up a little bit of it while I was out there. I did something, you wearing that on me, if you will, that I've never done before, in that we spotted a big mature antelope buck at about 500 yards. And I just started in the bald opening. I mean, no cover, no stalking, just walking, walking toward that antelope. And he'd kind of look over in my direction every once in a while, but it was like he was looking through me. Excuse me. I walked up to within 13 steps of that antelope. I had never even imagined that could happen. He wasn't quite the one that I was looking for, but, I mean, 13 steps, and I probably could have even gotten a little bit closer if I wanted to. It was just amazing. I still have a hard time believing.
Larry, I'm with you, buddy. That goes against everything I know about a pronghorn antelope, and I don't know a whole lot about them, but I know when I've seen them, been out in the country where they are when I wasn't hunting deer or something else, when they see me, they're usually hooking them, you know? They're running.
Right. I mean, on that particular place, they're used to white pickups, so they would not run from the vehicles because that's what the cowboys use out there all the time.
Okay.
But as soon as you got out of the pickup, I mean, they take one look and generally they were gone. But as I said, I just in the vault opening, no effort of trying to hide behind this or hide behind that. I walked within 13 steps of that pronghorn and just absolutely amazed me. But you know, it's kind of those things. I can't wait to try it now. We were seriously get. I've used it in the past when we were doing some rattling, and it looked like the bucks didn't pay me any attention. So, you know, we'll see what happens as we get a little bit closer on the whitetail thing. But that pronghorn hunt was just absolutely the fantastic way to start off the season.
You bet. That kicked it off. Well, one question: what did that buck do when he did get on his feet?
He just kind of looked over in my direction, and finally I just turned around and walked away. And, of course, the beauty of it is that Dave was filming all of this from a distance behind, and, mm-hmm. and looking at the footage, it looks like I could reach out and touch, and I almost did. That antelope is like I did not exist.
So, wow, that's just wild. But so he didn't bound away when he got on his feet?
No. Like I said, I finally just turned around and walked away, and he just kind of, you know, he went about feeding and like I did not exist.
That's wild. I had an old buddy that used to say anything can and often does happen in the great outdoors, you know. Well, I've never heard. Well, and then you did shoot a nice one, you know.
I did. Yeah. I passed up several bucks. There was a buck I was hunting from last year that I'd seen, and unfortunately, earlier in the season, these bucks were fighting quite a bit, and he broke off one of his prongs. So ran into him several times. And then the one that I ended up did shooting is one that we had not seen, and we had three other hunters on the property that nobody or the guides had seen this particular buck. So, and he kind of lays down forward a little bit, but really got to me is he's got extremely long prongs. And I saw that in the mass, and as soon as I saw it, I told Ted and Dave, I said, that's one we're going after.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now what did you use to, what caliber did you use, Larry?
I did something, again, first time I've ever done. I've shot a lot of 7mm Remington mag on the bench. I've shot at the target, you know, other targets. Had never hunted with one. So with this one, I had a 7mm Remington mag top with a AccuPoint, Trichicon AccuPoint 3-18 scope and shooting 162-grain Hornady ELDX. Mm-hmm. And unbelievably accurate. And I'll tell you something, that every once in a while I hear people say, well, it doesn't open up as much as it should. The entrance wound was the size of about a 2.284 inches. The exit wound was about the size of a volleyball.
So, it did its job.
It did a number on that animal.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, now let's talk about camp cooking. I know Greg and his crew is known for some good eating around the camp, right?
I'll tell you what. I've hunted with Greg in some strenuous mountain hunts when it's cooked, you know, eating his camp cooks cooking, and I've gained 3 pounds. So absolutely. Yep. We had a variety of different things. We did have a little bit of wild game. We had mostly beef and pork and that kind of thing.
But, yep.
We had some appetizers and things that they mm-hmm. made from antelope.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I was able to bring home all my antelope meat. And I kept it in the cooler for about 4 or 5 days and cut it up. And I can tell you what, since I learned a few recipes from Richard Berry, who's one of their primary cooks out there, Richard gave me a couple of recipes that I've tried a little bit, and basically it's kind of like you and I would fix any kind of venison, and it has been absolutely delicious.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to put in a request. I know we're pretty soon, our weekly video that's called A Sportsman's Life, we're going to be meeting with Mr. Jeff Rice on his place up there, you and I and Jeff, before very long, so maybe you can bring it doesn't have to be backstrap, maybe whittle off a piece of that ham meat, and we'll see what we can do with some antelope up there. What do you say?
I'll tell you what, it will be backstrap. I've got it cut right. And then if you remember back in the spring, I went on a severed horn oryx hunt with Greg as well,
Yep, I remember.
So I've got some steaks from it and pronghorn steaks, so... You know, and I know there's a little bit of pork floating around.
You betcha. One thing you'll get a kick out of, Larry, folks, Larry and I, about six weeks ago, we were doing a pyramid air, the Seneca Dragon Claw. Larry killed a eater pig with the air bolt down at Mark Bellette's place down there. And I took the meat home, by golly. And I made some, I smoked that, Larry, one of the hams, smoked it actually overnight, wrapped with jalapeno and garlic and all that. And I froze it. So my goal was to make enchiladas. I made some enchiladas out of your pig, by golly. And you talking about tasty. Use those soft corn tortillas, you know.
You sent me a photograph. I may have screwed up my computer because I think I drooled all over the keyboard.
Boy, it's so easy when you have the meat already smoked and cooked. But, yeah, putting that game meat to good use is what we're all about. And I guess, Larry, it would be good to, you know, our video show is getting up and running now. I think it had 113,000 views. And that was on the first month of is on Pride Outdoor Network, which is on Roku and a bunch of those, internet sites. But I'm enjoying doing that, and I'm sure glad you could join Jeff and I. You did that. You came on board a couple of months ago, and lots of fun, you know.
It is a lot of fun. I'll tell you what. Next to our radio show, that's got to be. It runs neck and neck, I'll tell you, the things that I get to do. Those two, I mean, again, it's like our radio show. It's not particularly scripted. We may have an idea where we're going to go to, and all of a sudden we may go a total 180 degree off of where we started from. But great information, of course. Spending time with you and Jeff is what makes it special, and I think people can tell when they watch the show that we're having a good time, and we enjoy each other's company, and we enjoy the people who are watching the show as well, too.
That's exactly right, Larry. Well, it's time for us this week to put a little water on the campfire, but I know, for 11 years, every week, you and I have a chance to visit with all our friends, and I'm looking forward to next week, Larry, and congratulations on that hunt. I know it's not all about that hunt was probably not all about horns, you know.
Not at all.
Yeah, I know you well enough to know that, but you experienced some stuff that you won't forget, like walking up on a bedded antelope. So we'll see you next week, Larry, and you be safe, and I know you're going to be out there hunting something, so good luck to you.
Same to you and everybody else out there.
Folks, if you hunt deer in Texas, you use some kind of a game feeder. For many years, I'm talking about 15 or maybe 18 years, I've used the Ultramatic feeders made by my buddy Carl Harmon. Check them out online, ultramaticfeeders.com. And for day or night hunting, you cannot beat the bargain of the Wraith by Sightmark. You can go online to sightmark.com and check out the Wraith. It's a day scope, and if you want to sit in that stand and try to shoot you a hog at night, it's an awesome digital night scope. The Wraith by Sightmark.